Hey, podcast fam. I know it's been a while since I pumped out a podcast, but I'm back. Today, we're going to be talking about mental health. And before you close this podcast because you don't believe in this crap, just take a moment. Hear me out, because I think this is something that a lot of people need to hear. And it's a very important topic that can lead to some substantial productivity results. So stay tuned. Enjoy the podcast. You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast. Mental health. Wow. It's been a while since we pumped out a podcast. And for those of you guys that follow me on YouTube, you also know it's been an extremely long time since I put out a YouTube video. And the reason for that is I just haven't been feeling creative. I haven't been in that space, and I wanted to take a mental health break specifically this week. YouTube's been a lot longer, but this week, from the podcast, from almost everything, I have been working behind the scenes, but it's just been one of those things that I think was needed, was necessary. I kind of got myself together, was able to recharge, and now we're cooking with gas. So here's the thing, guys. For you as an individual, for all of the creators out there, mental health is one of the biggest struggles that I think a lot of us face, but one of the least talked about subjects. And I think that that's bad. I think that's not a good thing. We're in this time and age where we're experiencing so many social pressures, so many things that we see on the internet. We look up to other influencers, creators, YouTubers. You know, we see things on TV from Hollywood. We're seeing so many standards set before us. And the last thing on our mind is ourselves and our mental health. And I'm going to use that term a lot, mental health, because that's exactly what it is. The same manner that so many of us worry about our physical health, right? We want to go to the gym sometimes, or we want to eat a little bit healthier. Most of us are trying to take care of our physical health. There's no reason to neglect the mental side of it. And I think that that's important. So because we live in this time where there's so many pressures and there's so many, standards that we have, we feel like we have to live up to, I think it's a good idea to kind of take a step back and just get away from all of it. That's exactly what I did this week. And I don't know when the last time, all of you guys have taken one of those breaks, but they can be really good for your end result productivity. Because I know when I tend to take a break every once in a while, and when I come back, I'm feeling more pumped than ever. Usually during that time, I'm listening to some inspirational stuff, whether that be Gary Vaynerchuk or whatever the case may be. And by the time I come back, I'm pumped, I'm ready, I have a plan, I have a schedule, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. And it's something that I wasn't feeling when I started that break. So I know from personal experience that this is something that helps me exponentially in the long run to be more creative and to be more productive. And I think that that's something that should be valued. I think it's something that should be taken into account. And I think that every single one of you guys should do the same. You are not forced to create. You're not forced to do anything. I think that when the passion's there, you should crush it. And when it's not, you should take a step back and figure out why, because chances are you're still passionate about it. You're just not in the zone. And in order for you to create good stuff, you have to be in the zone. Now, there is something to say here. There is consistency, and we talk about this a lot. Consistency is important, most definitely. But with that said, it's kind of hard to be consistent when all the pressure and all the weight falls on you and you're not in the zone. We see so many people pumping out content on a regular basis, but we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Most of these people have assistants. They have teams. They have set themselves up so that when this time comes, they're still able to productively get things done. But most of us out there are basically bootstrapping. We're doing this ourselves, and that's hard. It's hard to for all that weight to fall on your shoulders. So my one message to you today, guys, this podcast was not on the schedule. It wasn't something that I was going to talk about, but I think it's important. My advice to you is don't be scared to break away for a little bit. If you need to take a break, take it, because it's going to help you in the long run. And you may get sidetracked a little bit, but that's okay. you'll be right back to where you belong sooner than you can imagine. And it's going to help you in the long run. Things ebb and flow. Like one of my favorite inspirational people, Gary Vaynerchuk, says, things ebb and flow. And it couldn't be more true. So same thing happens with passion and creativity. It ebbs and it flows, guys. And if you're feeling burned out, take a break. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't let things cripple you. Don't judge yourself. Take a break and watch what happens. That's my message to you today, guys. Not too much going on, a little bit to listen to. Just take a break if you're not feeling it. But if you're pumped in this very moment, yo, congrats. That's awesome. Me too. I'm pumped because I'm back. And I'm excited for you guys to hear the second podcast this week. I hope you enjoyed this one. Talk to you guys on the next one. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast and I was able to bring you value. If I did, please, whatever platform you're listening to on, if they have a review system, please leave a review. It would mean the world to me, and share it with your friends, because if not, well, I don't know how much longer this podcast will live. You know, we can only live so long on a few number of people. So if you did like it, please give it a review and share it with your friends. I'll talk to you guys soon.